glad I'm not one of those. Okay, we need to start here because we've got to go on time. We're going to go on time. Time is 5 seconds to blast off. 4, 3, 2, 1.
From the Hill Country in Texas, broadcasting worldwide, this is OneRadioNetwork.com.
Good morning. This is OneRadioNetwork.com. The telephone number is 888-663-6386. Email Patrick at OneRadioNetwork.com. Here's your host, Patrick Timpone.
Well, I've been called worse. Good morning. It's November the 16th, 2017. And this is Patrick Timpone, OneRadioNetwork.com. Good to have you here. If you'd like to join the show, there's a couple ways you can do it. Try the telephone. It's that little thing that nobody uses anymore. No, you don't have to use your thumbs. You just use your index finger and do that. It is 888-663-6386. 888-663-6386. And email Patrick at OneRadioNetwork.com. We're going to go back out with back out to California next hour with Carol Borman. She's really cool. People loved her, and she talked about the thyroid and other things. And last time she was here, and tomorrow I think we're gonna the next hour we're gonna talk with her, molecular hydrogen therapy, energy medicine, enzymes, immune therapy, chronic infections, all kind of new kind of stem cell, whatever. I can't even say it. That's with Carol Borman next hour. And this morning, our go-to guy when we want to talk to him is Adam Bergstrom, solartiming.com. He's got Adam's blog, SunSync Nutrition, and he's out in what used to be sunny California. And you guys had rain last night, Adam.
A little bit of rain, yeah. Like nice.
Like a quarter inch or something like that? Or
I wouldn't even say that much,
but really?
At least it mitigates the fire danger. We're in a zone that could go up in flames any second.
Is that right? Probably it rains more around Oprah's house because, you know, she probably pays the weather angels, right? She just, you know.
Could be, but meanwhile, she trucks her water in.
She does, yeah. I wonder if the
And then she started robbing the neighbor of their water and caused a big brouhaha.
Oprah, she wouldn't do that. I wonder if the weather angels take bitcoins. You know, probably so. They probably take bitcoins. Well, if you'd like to ask Adam a question, we already have some good emails in for him. It is 888-663-6386. Email Patrick at OneRadioNetwork.com. I was at the farmer's market yesterday, Adam, and I'm just walking around, and all of a sudden, I didn't even see it. Man, it was a dive bomber. Just went, yo. I saw a wasp on my neck, and man, it still hurts. Yeah.
Wow.
I think it was a wasp. I don't know what it was, but it was something, and I never saw it. You know, it could have been an alien just injecting me with, you know, smart dust or something like that. I don't know. I wonder what you put on a wasp thing. Anybody got any ideas?
Might be similar to Spider-Man. You might turn into a superhero.
A superhero, yeah. Maybe I just had the red pea on my chest or something like that.
Work for Spider-Man. Maybe it works for Wasp-Man.
Wasp-Man.
Be a new superhero.
That's right, a superhero.
They need a new blockbuster movie Hollywood.
Yeah, they're having a hard time out there, Leon.
They are having a hard time. I think Spielberg says they're going down the tube.
Really? Yeah.
It won't make it another year.
Well, it turns out that all the new superheroes are pedophiles, so it's tough. You know, it just makes it tough to get people in the theater. I don't know why it is. It makes it difficult. Oh, gosh. You know, Adam, I've been having fun drinking a lot of my pee lately, just a lot. I don't know why. It's almost all of it. Have you ever partaken in the golden fountain, as they call it? Have you ever messed around with urine therapy?
Just to taste it, to see what it was like. And, I think it has validity. And if I had a serious disease, I would seriously consider doing it.
Really?
Well,
I don't have any diseases. Maybe I shouldn't be doing it. I don't know why I'm doing it. You know,
I don't think it hurts.
No, I don't think so either. I don't know. There is a fellow in Southern California, Mexico area, Dr. Hitt, H-I-T-T, that he was on the show years ago. He's one on his cosmic vacation. And he used to get people from California, drug addicts, and he'd bring them down there, and they would he would use their urine, and then he would do something to it, like centrifuge it or something like that. You know those machines. You know, they spin them around, and then he would inject it in them, and that was that was used, and he had amazing results with getting people off of crack and heroin and all kinds of stuff. Isn't that interesting?
Wow.
Yeah. Kind of, I guess it's kind of like the little bit of whatever, you know, like cures like kind of a thing, you know, kind of a homeopathic idea.
Good idea, since we've got about 60,000 people a year going out on opioids these days.
Yeah, it's like, phew, man. Yeah. Oh, did you hear Doodle? Hey, Doodle, say hi to Adam. See, can you see her?
I see the top of the hair. There's a nose. Here. I see a nose.
Here, let me put I got the camera on for a while. Now can you see her?
Still the top.
Oh, yeah. I can't get her
just a wisp of hair and a little ear.
You weigh too much. She weighs 70 pounds. I'm not going to lift her up, you know, get a hernia or something. How Patrick got a hernia? Well, he was lifting up Doodle so Adam can see him on the camera.
Too early in the morning.
It's
for her,
just way too, you know. I was going to, but so I mentioned to Dr. Hitt, this was a long time ago when we first started the show, that I do urine therapy now and then, drink my pee. And you know what he said to me? He said, add a little bit of fat to it, just a little bit of, he said you could do flax oil, you could do a little bit of butter, a little bit of coconut oil, just a little bit of fat to it, which helps the body to recognize it as a medicine. Well, isn't that curious? I don't do that every time, but I think about it from time to time. Put a little bit of, you know, pee in the glass and put a little bit of, you know, olive oil or something in there. I wonder what that's in. That's curious.
Interesting.
Yeah, yeah.
There is a factor of immunity that works with fats that isn't acknowledged by regular science. Emmanuel Ribisi talked about it. There's a immunity for 7 days, 28 days, and the protein one doesn't kick in for 6 months. So,
What was he saying? What does the fat do? It does.
Well, he recognizes our antibodies actually work on fat too, like on a 7 day. That's why people often have a problem after an accident or after a hospital operation 7 days later.
Right, right.
And 28 days later, they have transplant doctors run into this too.
Yeah, 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 yeah. You know, Dr. Huggins used to say that. It's interesting. You mentioned that. He said that he found in his patients that did this total revision, you know, where you go in and, like I did, and get your cavitations, and I had a root canal, and he said you'll notice that a week later, and then another week later, around the same day, you'll feel kind of a ups and downs of the healing crisis. I wonder what that's probably true, huh?
Chronobiologists have called it circumceptance, and it's an old principle of holistic medicine from the 10s and 20s of last century.
Huh. So seven is a big cycle. It's a big, you know, they're kind of magic numbers, right? 12, well, they're all magic in some way, right? But seven is one, right? Seven, you're rich and all that.
They even call it esoterically the sacred law of Heptaparapashanok. Don't ask me to spell it.
I'm not going to do the sacred law of what?
Heptaparapashanok.
Yeah, really. Yeah.
And the law of three is Triamazakamno.
Triamazakamno. 12. Yeah.
If you can't pronounce it, it must be
sacred. It must be some. 12 is a big one, though, isn't it? 12.
Big, huge one. Alchemical.
Yeah, 12 is awesome, yeah.
Acupuncture, you name it. 12 disciples, 12 basic elements in solar nutrition, 12, on and on.
12 zodiac signs, right? 12 months. Some people have 12 toes, although those are the Anunnaki, so they don't count. Yeah, I'm in my last year of a big cycle, right? 72 will be another major one. And it's really cool. We have a thing that we work with here, Adam, called the Ekvija. And So there's always cycles within cycles within cycles, right? And you can actually look and see like the last year of the 12, you know, whatever. So there's always something cycling, and you can kind of get an idea of what's going on depending on the day you you came in. Pretty cool.
Octaves work like a Russian nesting doll, you know, a doll within a doll within a doll within a doll. And the body actually works that way, too.
Uh-huh, yeah, just around and around and around. If you'd like to be on the show with us, we're just going to kick around some ideas this morning. Adam Bergstrom is out in California through the magic of Skype. You sound great. 888-663-6386. Email Patrick at oneradionetwork.com. We also sending you one of our super-duper One Radio Network golden microphones. So that's on the way, too. So maybe
all right,
I could try that and see if it's even. But you know, you sound pretty good. You got a little microphone there?
Just a simple old Radio Shack $39 one. Oh, it works pretty well.
Yeah, we're going to send you an expensive one. This one, the one you have now, will probably sound better. You watch. You know, it usually does.
We'll see.
we'll see. Did you have a chance to hear that fellow we had on, the Master Fast fellow? Did you hear any of that show?
I missed that one. I will have to put it on the list.
I think you would like him. He talks a lot about, as soul, that we just create everything, right? As you and I have opined about on the shows, you know, as soul, we're the creator of the whole thing, including the body. So his theory is, and he's got all these people around the world that are doing his master fast system, right? And he's got all these herbs, and it's kind of wild. And they use grape juice, Concord grape juice, as the main thing when they do one of this grape juice fasting. And he said that the one that's cooked, like the Welsh's, is even more powerful than if you just juiced up raw purple grapes, because it puts more energy to it. And that, he said it's actually more powerful. And you know what? It was really funny. I had never really drunk a lot of grape juice ever. And so I said, well, I'm gonna buy some. Maybe I'll start doing a little grape juice just for fun. And so I went to the HEB, and they have, that's our big store here, like Kroger or Safeway, and they have an organic brand called Organics, and it's a nice product, and it's grape juice, pure grape juice, not from concentrate, you know, from just grapes, dark grape. I mean, it's a real deal, not like Welsh's. And I took I must have drunk 8 ounces of that, and man, have you ever drunk that much grape juice like that? It's like really powerful. I mean, it was like I drank a glass of vodka or something like that. I don't know.
You know, Donald Lay recommended it as a therapy. He said it's mentioned in the Bible. It's all over the place. And it's one of the few foods that cleanses both the small intestine, the bladder, and the kidney, which are all in a row in the afternoon, and they can be used specifically for either of those organs.
I'll be darned. So there's something to the grape thing, huh?
He was really into it, yeah. He said grapes can have 4 levels, including vinegarization, alcohol, and a state beyond called champagneing. Huh. So he was really big into grapes.
Yeah, this fellow Gino suggested it really works better when you put a little lemon juice in it. So I did that, and I don't know how you could live on that after that one experience. Maybe I did too much too fast, you know. But at kids, we used to have Welsh's grape juice, and it didn't bonk us like that. I don't know.
I drank my share.
Did you?
Yeah.
Yeah. But maybe Welsh's. Go ahead.
I was going to say, by the way, and I may have told you this story. A lady came into the health food store that I managed in Carpinteria, California, and she saw a copy of the Grape Cure book. So she said, let me tell you a story. There was a little girl, 11 years old, who had cancer, and she was supposed to only live a couple of months, and her parents put her on that diet. And that little girl is me now, 50 years later.
Really? That's you?
Got rid of my cancer.
Yeah. Really? Really?
So she had lived another 60 years when she came into the health food store, and she said it had cured her, and the doctors had given up hope for her.
The grape juice cure, yeah. Well, I couldn't imagine, you know, it'd be kind of fun to do it. But he was also said something where I thought of you. He said that he's only drunk about two or three gallons of water in the last 4 years. He just doesn't drink water. You don't drink a lot of water either, do you?
No, not unless I combine it with coffee or pineapple juice or something. I drink diluted pineapple juice.
Oh, I see. You put water in your pineapple juice.
But I don't dilute my tomato juice. It tastes terrible that way.
Yeah. Oh, you mean, so like I'm having a cobalamin tonic this morning. See it? It's a good one.
Yeah.
So that counts for water too?
Yeah, sure.
Does it?
You know, they did test. I doubted. See, when they say you don't hydrate with other juices,
right?
Imagine a person coming out of the desert and they're starving for water. They haven't had water for 3 days. And you say, here, have some coffee. Oh, no, that's going to dehydrate me.
That's right. They always say that.
It ain't going to happen. Now, alcohol, that will dehydrate. You give them a beer, they'll probably kill them. But not coffee and not Coca-Cola and not fruit juice, whatever. They're going to be hydrated just as well. And many experiments have validated that now. Which, common sense, I've thought about that desert thing for a long time, and when the research came out, I first read it in an arthritis magazine, and since then you can find it pretty commonly on the internet. It's been done over and over.
And if it's on the internet, it's true, right? So we know that.
Right. Now, there could be subtle differences we don't know about,
sure,
you know, and
sure.
I'm not going to debate that, but for sledgehammer type, you hydrate okay with it.
No.
Unless you're doing some special therapy that might be in existence someplace.
So there's people drinking a lot of water. I mean, I don't know. This came up the other day. Who were we talking with? I don't know. When we were kids, we never. Was it you this week? No. When we were kids, we never drank water. I mean, I don't know. I don't remember drinking water. We just never did.
Two quarts of milk a day here, that was it. But water, no way. My parents couldn't convince me to drink anything but milk.
It never even came up, and I don't think I ever really saw my mom or dad go to the faucet and drink water. I don't know. Maybe something that was so common you don't remember it, but I don't know. I can remember every now and then you take a swig from the hose when we were out playing out in the yard, you know, with a swimming pool. But who knows? Now everybody's got a water bottle. I don't know what that's about, you know. People walk around with water bottles, you know.
When I was doing yoga back in the 60s and 70s, no one had a water bottle beside them.
Yeah.
And now, the last time I did yoga.
Everybody's got a water bottle.
Yeah, if you don't have a water bottle, they come over. Oh, you poor person, here's water for you. Like you're deprived. Are you going to die of dehydration for an hour yoga class?
Is it possible that all us water bottle people in the world are getting overwatered?
I think so. Most people are. And it over-alkalizes people. What happens is we are built on uric acid and urates. And as soon as you drink a lot of water, like one quart of water will totally turn your innards to ammonia. And ammonia is very alkaline. That's why fish run on ammonia. They don't need urates. But because we leave water behind, ammonia becomes toxic to us, so we convert it to urates. So you can become alkaline. For people who want to be alkaline, drink a quart of water. 1 hour later, they will be alkaline for a couple of days, and they cannot build their urates up. It takes, to become acid, it takes 2 days, while it only takes 1 hour to go the other way.
Wow. But
the urates have to be built, but the ammonia is broken down. And just like it's easier to deconstruct a building in Vegas with a wrecking ball than build it, the same thing happens with urates.
I'll be done.
And remember, uric acid is one of the greatest antioxidants on the planet. It's designed for that. And if you don't take too much and get gout, it's very healthy.
Oh, yeah, gout is too much.
Too much
uric acid. 888-663-6386. Email patrick@oneradionetwork.com. We're getting some interesting emails in. Here's one. What's the best time to drink grape juice, writes Denise. That'd be a midday, right? Am I right? Midday?
Midday, if you wish to work on your small intestine, it's going to be 1 to 3. Mm-hmm. And if you want to work on your urinary bladder, it's 3 to 5. And 5 to 7 for kidney. Those are the best times for grape juice and the most therapeutic.
Oh, so just go ahead and drink it at the organ time, because grapes are kind of a universal thing. More can be...
They work more across the board. Even for your heart, if you take it between, say, 11:30 in the morning to 1 o'clock, it'll even work on the heart.
Mm-hmm. What kind of things should people like Patrick that like to do lots of saunas, do I have to do anything more special to make sure I'm not losing too much of this or that?
You can lose electrolytes, definitely.
Yeah.
But usually your food will replace it. And it's things like chlorella, brewer's yeast, honey, things like that will replace a lot of that.
I do a little sea salt sometimes in my palm of my hand. And I have these little packages of electrolytes, you know, the emergency. So I do those. Or what else? Honey's really nice, too. In the middle of the night, I've taken that sometimes, and all of a sudden, 20 minutes later, you're 90 blinkers, soul traveling in the far country. It's kind of a nice little thing during the middle of the night. I've been doing that orange juice at your recommendation, late at night, say midnight if I'm up, or in 9 to 11, and that's gonna keep my little thyroid happy, right? It's good, good.
It does.
Mm-hmm. What is it in the orange juice in the thyroid? What's up with that?
Actually, it's a specific type of vitamin C and the riboflavin and the bioflavonoids. Flavin in both of those means yellow, by the way. So yellow coloring has a lot to do with our health.
Mm-hmm. You said you might want to mention something about sodium chloride. What's the best kind this morning? You sent me a couple bullet points. What's that about?
You know, it depends on the person, but we've switched to Diamond Crystal kosher salt because there's absolutely no minerals in it except the sodium chloride. And I get my minerals from food, so I don't need the extra minerals like in Himalayan salt, which often has too much iron, which can be a problem with people prone to hemocytosis and some of the iron overloading diseases. So, we were advised at one point, like Ray Pete recommends Morton's kosher salt. That doesn't have anything in, but it has something called yellow prussiate of soda in, which is basically cyanide. And if you're an aquarium person, they know that you do not put that kind of salt with any YPS, is what it's called, the yellow prussiate of soda, in an aquarium, because it kills the fish.
Well, what's up? Well, there's another one that I think is a cleaner one that Dr. Huggins said that he used all the time and recommended. What's the name of that? I have some downstairs. Do you know what I mean? It's not kosher. It's, come on. You don't know? Okay, I'm going to go down during the commercial and get it, okay? This is the one that he recommended. Hold on. We're talking with health motivator Daniel Vitalis about testosterone and pine pollen. Some of the guys have asked if taking pine pollen would dampen their own testosterone production.
Well, that's something that can happen with the steroidal forms of isolated bioidentical testosterone, and that's one of the issues bodybuilders who are taking steroids often have. What I want to point out about pine pollen is that it's a whole food, and the amount of testosterone that's present is very rarefied. So these aren't really issues that we experience when we take the whole food form of pine pollen or a tincture of pine pollen, but it is an issue if people are taking synthetic testosterone.
Pine pollen. It's a whole food, it's real, and it works. For you girls, too. Click and order on any of the Sirthrival links. Exquisitely manufactured, only from Daniel Vitalis and Sirthrival on the front page of OneRadioNetwork.com. Speaking of the sauna, if you'd like to get yourself one, these are really, really nice little units. You sit in there, comes with a chair, throw a towel over the chair with your head out, so you have your little thyroid in there. Or you can dunk your head in there if you'd like to, get your head and your face all souped up as well. And they have this very special technology from Taiwan, a medical university in Taiwan. They've won five or six awards. You can listen to a show that we did with Phil Wilson. Just put in Phil Wilson on our search engine and find it a couple weeks ago. Really, I got great information about this sauna. And no plumbing, of course. It's got two units at the bottom. And if it's too hot for you at the beginning, you can just only put one unit on. A lot of people like to do that. Got a timer on there. If you fall asleep, you won't cook yourself to death. And it really gets hot. You'll sweat. And then you have the far infrared healing rays. So you got two things going on, the heat for the sweat and the far infrared to dig deep in the body. And I love it. I do it virtually. I don't think I've hardly missed a day in the last long time. I just love it. Even during the summer, I did it. If you'd like to get one, I can offer you a really good deal if you just email me. We can't put it in print because the price thing, that's a long story. But email me. I can take care of you. Patrick@oneradionetwork.com. I'll give you a deal off of the $11.95. We also have the heat lamp, which is made by the same people. These are really fun. You hold it. It's very sturdy. And you can shine it on a particular organ if you're reading or watching a film at night or just hanging out. You can put on your thyroid and your tummy or your guys. You can put on your prostate. You can put on your genitals till to spark up Mr. Happy or whatever you want to do. Put on sore muscles. It's just really nice. You can close your eyes, put it all over your eyes. And it's that far infrared technology plus the heat. So especially sports injuries or sore muscles, this is cool. I can do a deal for the sauna and the lamp, or just the lamp, or just the sauna, whatever you want. Just let me know. It's Patrick@OneRadioNetwork.com.
One nutritional secret is that due to soil infertility, plants are not making the percentage of mineral sugars that they did before the advent of chemical agriculture. These mineral sugars are measured in the juice of a plant. The more sugar, the more minerals, proteins, fatty acids, vitamins, and phytochemicals. According to some experts, these mineral sugars are what activate the DNA of our body to be efficient at making protein. Due to an absence of enough of these mineral sugars in our plant foods today, our bodies require 40% more protein. One World Whey is a technologically enhanced whey protein food that can supplement the protein needs of your diet. It is easy to assimilate and it tastes delicious. However, its most attractive feature is that people from ages 3 to 80 are having phenomenal improvements in health. People are reporting vast improvements in energy and well-being that last for 4 hours or more from a single serving. You can click on the One World Whey banner ad and order right here at OneRadioNetwork.com. That's OneRadioNetwork.com.
Broadcasting live, weekday morning, this is listener-supported One Radio Network. This is OneRadioNetwork.com. The telephone number is 888-663-6386. Email Patrick@OneRadioNetwork.com.
Okay, here we are. It is November 16th, 2017. Adam Bergstrom's co-hosting the show this morning because I was just too scared to do it alone. No, that's not right. Adam's just a cool guy. That's why we just love talking to him. His two websites are SunSync Nutrition and also SolarTiming.com. SunSync is the one where you pay up 99 Federal Reserve notes, right, for the rest of your life.
That's it.
And then you get everything. You get you get home pictures of Adam, and you get a lot of stuff. and then the solartiming.com. We have a, okay, so yeah, so here it is. I wish you all, someday we're all going to be on video, not just Adam. This is the one, Morton's Pickling and Canning Salt. And this is the one, yeah, this is the one that Dr. Huggins said was the best ever. And if you look at the ingredients, it is salt. Okay, that's what it says. Ingredients, salt. Okay, that's it, you know. And
that's great. We had another product that had the YPS in it, so that just is plain salt.
Yeah,
that's
this is just plain salt. Morton's Pickling and Canning. You can get it at the local Safeway, but I think it's like a buck or something. It's, I mean, it's like 4 pounds for a dollar. I mean, come on.
So it's a bargain.
I don't know. I don't think. Go ahead.
We got our diamond crystal salt at Whole Foods for something like $1.97.
Yeah,
a lot
good.
Cheaper than Himalayan blackness and Hawaiian salt and whatever.
Yeah, but you know, you got to. You're only cool if you're spending $20 for salt. You know, I mean, you just got to spend. How much you spend for your salt? Oh, $25. You must have a good one. Yeah, he did. I've told you this before, but it's interesting information. Dr. Huggins used to do what he called blood chemistries, and he had this whole really laid out program that was he learned from this scientist, nutritionist, Melvin Page. Ever heard of Melvin Page?
Mm-mm.
So Melvin Page was like his mentor with all of this. And he could tell by the different ratios, right, of blood and potassium and sodium and all this stuff, crazy, of your ability to not get cavities. He was mainly because he was a dentist, but also other things in the health. And he learned this over many years, that people on sea salt, and I'll always remember he said this often, people on sea salt had poorer blood chemistry balances than people on pickling and canning salt.
Mm. Yeah. And sodium is important for the prevention of cancer, too. It usually gets, people don't talk about sodium doing that, but a cancer cell has as much as more than 60% extra potassium in the cell.
And so that's what this is just sodium chloride, right? That's all it is?
Just sodium chloride, yep. Mm. Both together, both separate are deadly, but combined, they're life-supporting. Mm-hmm. I mean, animals will go hundreds of miles to get a salt lick.
Yeah, salt lick, yeah. Yeah.
And hunters there in Texas, you know, illegally attract animals by putting salt out, and then they just shoot them when they come up to the salt.
You know, that's not playing fair. You know,
that's cheating.
That's not playing. Here's a question. Can any salt for culinary use be non-kosher?
What? You know, you can use Himalayan and table salt and things like that. It's best to avoid the particular type of iodine in salt. And a lot of the Himalayans have too much iron. They act like it's like the Himalayan is just one specific salt. But throughout the mines there, they have bright red ones, pink ones, all different ones. So you never know what type of Himalayan salt you're getting and what the quantity of minerals and cadmium and mercury and lead are going to be in that salt.
Mm-hmm.
And in the one we used, the reason we stopped, we found out there was uranium in the one we were eating, which was the Celtic Celtic sea salt. Yeah,
it's got uranium in there.
Yeah, French mud. Ray Pete calls it.
I thought Hillary Clinton sold all the uranium to the Russians. How could they put in salt?
You're right.
Okay. Here's an email for you. Gold light bulbs. The color gold is often used in many cultures to describe the aura or energy of divine beings. And I wonder if there can be a light bulb that gives off a light in the truly gold spectrum. And if so, what traumas or health conditions could benefit from such a light? I've never seen gold lights.
Self-hate. That's what the trauma with gold is self-hate. Now, gold is really interesting, though. It's the only color, if you can get this gold, there's a particular type of gold foil you can get, and it will reflect red light perfectly. So people using red light therapy will magnify it considerably by having their room, actually, they go in a separate room that's just plated with gold foil. Not regular gold, it costs a fortune, but when you extrude it, it's very cheap, like to plate a Capitol building with it, because it's so extrudable, it thins out to remarkably one atom layer, probably. I like, but anyway, it magnifies the red light.
Man, I like to use the red light chicken lamps, like at night if I'm watching a film or reading, or when I do the Pa Dao La Jing, and I'm not sure exactly what it does, so... I like it. It feels good. What am I doing good for my body when I put the red lights on at night?
It does a list of things. NASA listed about 20 different things it does, including cancer prevention, wound healing, you name it, protection from gamma radiation, et cetera, et cetera. In fact, when you go outside, you are protected from the blue light in the spectrum by all the red. It's like 42% infrared is in there, and plus the red color as well. So you're well protected. And if you want more protection, you just close your eyes. And what do you see? Red.
Yeah, you just see red.
Right, so, through your lids.
So at night, it doesn't necessarily have to be on your skin. It's okay to have your clothes on?
Oh, yeah. Huh. Yeah. Now, the skin does... See, there's a misconception. You'll hear certain therapists talk about you have to wear clothes at night because the blue light penetrates. If it did, we'd be dead. Only red light penetrates our body. If you hold your flashlight behind your fingers, you're going to see red light shine right through.
That's right, yeah.
Red light will go deep into the flesh. The other lights don't, because when we tan, it doesn't just affect the skin. In fact, it's not a chemical reaction. It's an adrenal reaction that affects your entire body in major ways. So you are getting energy from the sun throughout your body through transduction. Just like as we talk, my voice isn't coming to you. I don't have to open the window so that I can hear you better, or you me. All you have to do is transduce my voice into electrical energy and then transduce it back when it comes to you. Same thing with red light. Red light doesn't penetrate your body. It gets transduced by the cholesterol in your body, which is why it's so important for sulfur. The sunshine will make sulfur active and make and detoxify cholesterol. So it does a whole lot of things to be out there in the sun a certain amount of time per day, plus set your circadian rhythms. If you have a blue light on during the night, you mess up your circadian rhythms. Computer screens are notorious for doing that. And General Electric knew that. They deliberately made the incandescent bulb to have as less blue as possible.
Yeah, you mentioned that over 100 years ago, they knew that.
They knew that.
They took out the blue spectrum of these incandescent bulbs?
Yep, as much as possible. There's a little in. That's why we prefer to use yellow incandescent bulbs here, because it takes out even more of it. But they knew that. They knew that it was harmful for us, and they knew that mankind had been exposed to firelight for thousands of years. Huh. So Jack Cruise is quite correct. You know, he only uses red light for a couple hours, then he switches to candlelight for the rest of the evening.
Oh, crazy Jack.
But there's something to that. He's overboard on it, but there's something to that.
I'm sure. I mean, we went for a kabillion years without lights, and then it's only been, 150 years? I don't know. How long has it been since
I think it started in 1878 when they just lit up one area with DC in New York City, and then it spread quickly in the early 1900s.
Yeah, so the Tesla Edison whole thing, a story.
Yeah. Yeah, and so, even by 1910, not many people had electricity. It was candlelight and firelight and fireplaces.
Sure, yeah. It was, the trouble was, when you had candlelight back in the late 1800s, you couldn't see your computer screen.
That's right.
I mean, yeah, it was just tough. You know, I just, hey, Mom, I can't see my screen.
Adam, a real hang-up for the mountain man.
That's right. Adam Bergstrom here is with us, co-hosting the show this morning, 888-663-6386. Email Patrick at oneradionetwork.com. I saw a video somebody showed me one time. There was an incandescent bulb in a fire station in California that's been burning constantly for 100 years. So they also make these things, right, to burn off. You know, they can make them to last forever, you know, but they don't do that.
No. Well, actually, they last a lot longer if you don't switch them on and off.
Right.
Every time you switch them on and off, you mess with them.
You know, that's what my geek told me a long time ago, a very smart guy about computers. I never turn my computers off. He said, the more you turn them off and on, the shorter life they have, you know. They don't like to be warm and cold and heat these things up over and over and over again. Just leave them on. You know, that's what I do. But what do I know? Yeah. Let's see, more emails here from Mr. B. Many cultures refer to the water of life or fountain of youth. Did Spanish explorer Juan Ponce de Leon and other people actually come across such water? What does Adam believe is the truth behind this phenomenon, or just old wives' tale thing?
It actually, according to Adon Olay, is an instrument called the synthesizer that can hold a tone. And that's why in the recording on the internet called The Prisoner of Love or the Sonic Colonic, it actually has the ability to balance the chakras. Supposedly, or the endocrine centers, whatever you want to call them, there are actually 7 levels in the body, actually 8 levels. In fact, on teeth, that's why the teeth reflexes and zone therapy are all across the joint between the finger and the palm, right there, mm-hmm. at the highest level. They have the highest level of spirituality. So the synthesizer actually holds that note. And so the Prisoner of Love, which was actually originally done by the guy who has
the heart math guy?
That heart math, yeah, that's the guy that did it. He was a student of Adano for years.
Really?
Adano knew him when he lived in a treehouse with all of his band that created the heart. What was it? He had another one before that. Before heart math, he had a recording out that is what is called Prisoner of Love on the internet, but he had another name for it that was released partially. He couldn't release it all the way because if you listened to it for the first time while you were driving a car, you would crash the car almost inevitably.
How do you spell prisma? Maybe I can find it.
Prism, PRISM-ER.
ER.
Prism, or like prism in the light spectrum.
Of
and
love?
The sonic prism. Your prisoner of love. Yep.
Let's see what we got. Adon Olay, I'm a prisoner of love. That?
That is it. And there's a slow ovum. Well, there's a fast ovum, excuse me, a fast sperm, a fast ovum, and then the slow versions. You got it. Wow.
Is that it?
There it is.
So what is this doing? Like, we're going to leave our bodies here or anything like that?
When you listen to it through the beginning to the end of the sperm, it works on the spinal chakra. When you listen to the second one, it works on the one that starts in the center of your forehead and goes back to the medulla oblongata. There are 7 chakras for the sperm and 8 chakras for the ovum.
Oh, so it's 39 minutes long. You just listen to the whole thing for fun?
Yes. Now, you'll notice that where the spine joins the medulla oblongata, the spine is the sperm. It just grew bones. It just repeated itself. Actually, the sperm died or became part of the sperm, but then the ovum, having the programming of the sperm, put out a spine. And that has all the ambulators that walks around. That's why the ovum doesn't have to move any place. All it has to say is, come here, big boy. And the sperms come by the millions.
And what is listening to this music do?
Well, it balances the chakras. It starts from the tailbone up to the pineal gland for the sperm and goes from the the 10,000 petal door to, which is the beginning of the ovum's journey, to the medulla oblongata. And the 6th chakra is the flat spot. Everybody has a ski slope on the back of their head, which you don't find in Gray's Anatomy. That actually is your 6th chakra, or your consciousness acting on consciousness. All placebo effects generate from that particular area. It's actually mind acting on mind. There's no matter involved. And ultimately, that's what we live in. A mind field.
Mind acting on mind.
Mind acting on mind.
And that's why when you get above that and separate yourself from that as soul, you can see the whole thing as an illusion and quit creating stuff you don't want to create.
The ascended master leaves it, but the manifest descended master lives it. They can come on this earth and be doing everything. The whole thing becomes a game to them because they know it's all in our head.
Yeah, it's all right. So, folks, if you'd like to listen to this, I put in prison-er of love, and this came up, but I'm sure you could. It's labeled Adino Lay, I'm a Prisoner of Love, Ovum, Fast Speed. That's what this one is. Do I have the right one, Adam?
Yeah, the Fast Speed is the one to listen to first, and then after a while you get into the slow one. In fact, Adino Lay used to have us listen to the Fast Speed for an entire year because in certain seasons you would it would bother you and certain wouldn't, and that would tell you certain things about the meridians, since the meridians have seasonal connections as well as daily connections. And so you might love it one year and then hate it another. Now, I had a good friend, by the way, to show you how he loved the spermal one. But when he heard the ovum one, he said, "That reminds me of a whore." Now, think of the connections with that.
Oh,
so
yeah.
He had a mother drama.
Oh, we'll put the link to this on our show page with this show with Adam, and so you all can listen to it. That's fun. You know, I might burn a CD of that and then maybe listen to that sometimes when I'm doing some of my yoga or Pai Dao Lai Jing. That'd be fun, right? And get my old chakras balanced up before going to sleep.
Okay. I listened to it for 2 years straight, and I had one of those tape recorders that are continuous play. So all night and all day, I had that thing on, and sometimes I would play three recordings of it simultaneously in my mobile home. So every room I went, they would blend in together, and Adino Lay used to sometimes play as many as 12 recordings in a room at the same time.
Yeah,
it really does get – you start to have some very interesting psychic and intuitional experiences.
Yeah. I play this a lot during the day when I'm just on the computer answering emails and stuff. You've heard this, huh? This is about 5,000 people singing Hugh, H-U. That's kind of
awesome.
Nice. Yeah, isn't that nice? You can put this in the background and, man, it just kind of, yeah, it's just kind of nice, you know, to have this Hugh. H-U is a sacred name for God. Human.
Goosebumps. Wow.
That's pretty
nice.
That's
wild.
And you can put in Hugh chant. It's an hour of meditation. It's 2,000 people chanting Hugh. And you can find that on YouTube. What do we do before YouTube? I mean, how do we even exist, Adam Berkson?
I know. You know, Spielberg says that's going to take over the movies. You're going to be watching on YouTube. Not with our big screens, you know. Pretty soon we're going to have feel-a-vision and smell-a-vision and 3D-a-vision and everything else.
Yeah, I think, more.
It's coming.
Oh, it is coming. I've been watching, the theaters and the people going to the theaters. It just keeps going down and down and down.
Yep.
There's too many places to watch these films.
Theaters are closing, yeah. It's so easy to watch a movie on the internet now.
Yeah. Margaret says, I use baking soda or calcium bentonite clay on wasp stings. If you put it on right away, it really helps. Well, it's been 18 hours now, so I don't know if it's going to help, but I'll put some on after the show. Yeah, it still kind of hurts. I'm not sure what that is.
I actually learned from, get this, R.J. Reynolds. The R.J. Reynolds of the tobacco company was a Sufi, and I used to do exercises with him. And he said, that's what you use tobacco for, bee stings.
Really?
It really does take the pain right out.
R.J. Reynolds was a Sufi? R.J. Reynolds was a Sufi?
And he died of lung cancer at the Sufi camp in Torreon, New Mexico.
No
great
kidding.
Great guy, but he didn't give up smoking.
I'll be done.
He actually took R.J. Reynolds out of into other products besides cigarettes to get him out of there, but he didn't give it up himself. And Josh, as we called him, was a really cool guy. I used to sit behind him doing Sufi exercises with Adnan Sarhan. And he bought the land for Adnan in Torreon, New Mexico, and turned it over to him.
Do not the Sufis, or didn't they used to do a swirling around kind of thing, the whirling dervish kind of thing to leave their body It was a meditation. Is that Sufi thing?
I've done it for 2 hours. Yeah, it is a Sufi thing. It gets you energy, and the most fun is to whirl at the beach at night.
Ooh.
You look up at the stars, and they're continuous. You know how the photography is when you see the stars as rings instead of stars?
Yeah.
You are, if you go at the correct speed, and it doesn't take too quick a whirling, you'll see nothing but rings up in the heavens. And talk about getting high, wide, and deep.
Wow, that sounds great fun. I want to do that. How far are you away from the beach?
About 1 mile, 2 miles.
Really? That close? So is, I've heard that there's a benefit to being within a few miles of the ocean. Is there, health-wise?
You can get your iodine by just taking deep breaths out in the air. Yeah, that's one advantage. And plus, there's all kinds of what you would call prana or negative ionization in the air by the ocean because of the wave action.
Do you guys,
Go
ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, that's okay. I was done.
No. So do you guys ever just go out and like lay in the water? Is that a good thing?
You know, we haven't done it much lately. We've been so much on the computer and so busy organizing our business here I used to go in the ocean when I lived closer to the beach. I would go in there every day, one time for 84 days in a row. I didn't miss a day, even in the winter.
Is the water fairly cold?
Cold.
Yeah, is it?
No, compared to the Gulf. I have friends come from the Gulf. They stick their toe in the water if they're from Texas, and that's it. They don't go in.
You know what I've been doing, which is really kind of a nice discipline, because you don't want to do it, is you get really hot in the sauna after 30 minutes. And I mean, you're really boiling, right? I'm just sweating. And just to jump into a cold shower. And once you get in, it's really great. But, you know, that first hit, boy, it's like, whoa. What kind of benefit do you think that is for the body, hot to cold?
Sure. Circulation. I used to go in a hot tub, jump in the pool, go in the hot tub, jump in the pool.
Yeah.
Always end on the cold cycle.
Yeah, always
of it.
End on the cold cycle.
Yeah. Yeah. Huh. But yeah, it's very therapeutic, and I used to do it a lot.
Really? Huh. Let's see. We got some good emails here. I live in New Braunfels, Texas. Could you please ask Adam what solar time is here? Thank you, from Patricia. Okay, so she needs an... Let's help her learn how to do this solar time, because that would be a good service for people, so she can find out for herself. How do we do that?
Yeah, I don't have access to SunSync right now, I can only tell you. Okay, yeah.
But isn't there? There's
going to be really close to dripping.
But isn't there a place that you don't have to be a member to do it? Because SunSync,
you have to be a member.
Yeah. What about then folks that don't, can't they just go on the internet somewhere and find their solar time?
You know, probably so. It's going to be very close to where you are in Dripping Springs, New Braunfels. What, you're only about 50 miles away?
Oh, yeah,
less?
It's very close. I'm about 20, so my solar time is about 20 minutes fast. So
I used to go up to, what was it called, October or something up there.
Yeah. So I was wondering, though, what is my local solar time? I just Googled that. So if folks can't become a member, I guess there must be a NOAA Solar Earth Research Laboratory. There's got to be a way to do that without, I don't know.
We just checked on our SunSync, and we're like 16 minutes ahead of time here.
Yeah. I'm about 20 myself.
It oscillates back and forth.
Yeah. So I just went to NOAA, and if you click on where I am, I don't know. There must be a way. I'm sure there's a freebie place. Local solar time calculator. Let's do that one. See if that one.
I think there are some places, because you found one time.
Yeah, I did.
When I was in Fort Worth.
Did I? Yeah. Oops, this page could not be found. So much for that.
In fact, because of you, I went and found it after that.
Mm-hmm.
But now I haven't been able to find it lately, so things come and go on the internet, so I'm not sure if it's there anymore.
Okay. Oh, so you need to know your longitude, right?
The good news on solar nutrition and SunSync eating is, unless you're doing very specific therapy for yourself, you have a serious problem, then you can shotgun it. I mean, breakfast, if it's off 20, 30 minutes, or even an hour, you're going to still be pretty much okay. It's very important to align with those timings, though, when you have a condition, because it helps a lot to be exact. Even we had an engineer friend named Hugo Conti who used to time things to the minute. He would, you would come into his apartment and he would say, "Will you do an experiment?" "Sure." "Eat this at 1 minute of three, eat this at 3:01, and eat this at 3:05. And you would go and have these giant bowel movements immediately after. So he had taken it to a level that, frankly, no one else was at except the Donald Lay.
So I just Googled, what is my longitude of Dripping Springs, and I've got two numbers. Which one do I get used for solar time? I got 30.190 degrees north, 98.0867 west. For solar time,
you went the longitude, yeah.
So that's the west. So I'm going to copy paste that, put that in this thing. Let's see if it gives me my solar time. Okay, time GMT. Man, I don't know why all that stuff there. This is too complicated. Okay, the one you have on SunSync Nutrition is pretty easy.
Your food actually has more changes in the longitude going horizontally around the this is the difference between SunSync and Jack Cruz, by the way. Jack Cruz gives more importance to moving north from the equator. SunSync gives more importance to moving east and west. And there's a big difference. There is not that much difference except in geometry changes north and south, but genes actually will change by the environment, by going east to west. The environment controls the genes, not the other way around, like those bozos want us to believe.
Uh-huh. Here's somebody who's got a little thing going on. Shoulder surgery. I can no longer exercise my upper body. Results as I'm losing muscle mass. I understand if I intensively visualize doing upper body exercise in my mind, my body will respond as if I'm actually physically doing the exercise. Any thoughts on this idea?
It works. Now, the shoulders are the shoulders, so they're usually the things that we feel we should do, and that's why we have the injuries in the first place.
So if your shoulder's hurting, it's like, I should do this, I should do that, but I don't do that.
Yep. But the trick is with shoulders is to visualize and also move the hips. You will notice that the triangles that form the scapula are the same as the triangles that form the hip bones. And so by working the same spot where the injury is on the hip, it helps to heal the spot on the shoulders related to the scapula. And by the way, the mid deltoids and back deltoids affect the lung meridian. So that will be affected with that type of shoulder injury. And the anterior deltoid is directly tied into the gallbladder, which is the degree of gall that a person has.
You got gall.
So gall.
People are sending me these different things, solar time calculators. Okay. I'll put a couple of these, on the thing if you want to check it. But you should just go on SunSync Nutrition and do that, because then that way you'd support Adam so he can make his house payment. Adam, thanks for being here this morning. It was great fun. Thank you for stepping up and co-hosting the show. And
loved it. We'll be listening to the show right after.
Yeah, we're gonna talk to all kinds of fun things with Dr. Borman. So Adam, we'll see you real soon. Let us know if we can help with anything. You guys have a happy weekend.
All right. May the blessings be, as you say.
May the blessings be. See you soon, sir. Adam Bergstrom, he's here the first Monday of every month, and also he comes in from time to time during the month because he's so much fun.
Previously, Dr. Hal Huggins on detoxing mercury.
You do not have to get all the mercury out of the body. That's not what the problem is. It's the direction it's going. If you have more going out than you have coming in, then you're going to have a good chemistry. You're going to feel good. But if you have more going in to the body than going out, chemistries look bad and you feel bad.
If you had to name just a few things on the top of your list to help get mercury out, whether they be supplements or foods, give us your top five.
Okay.
Off the top of your head.
Best thing would be the infrared sauna. The thing is, detoxification is easy. Anybody can release a lot of mercury. But if you're using a sauna, or especially the infrared sauna, then you are eliminating the mercury through the skin, and you are bypassing liver and kidney. So that's a very good way to go.
If you've been wanting to get a sauna, a little bit over your budget, well, we're going to help you out with a sale going on right now. Big summer sale, $9.95 delivered, Continental U.S. summer sale on the sauna. And you can finance it with no interest through a PayPal. Oh, I shouldn't have played that part. I wasn't supposed to play that out loud. But we can give you a deal on the sauna. But that's okay. No, we can kind of use it. Just can't put it in print. So if you'd like to get one of these puppies, one of these babies, simply email me, patrick@oneradionetwork.com, because the $9.95 is not on the website. The $11.95 is. But I can give you a deal. I'll give you a deal if you'd like to get one of these super-duper saunas. And I think Dr. Borman is going to be on here in a second. She likes saunas, too. And so we talk about a lot of